Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of MTC After Hours. I'm Jeff Brand, an application architect out of the Minneapolis Technology Center. And today we're going to be talking about transcribing audio with Azure Functions and Cognitive Services. This is going to be fast. It's going to be furious. We're getting in, we're getting out. And if you can't keep up, you're not ready for After Hours. So here's the scenario. This comes from a real-world customer scenario that I just finished with a project last week. We have a customer who has people out in the field who are required to fill out paper checklists. So they are doing some inspections, they're filling out a checklist, and as part of that, they need to annotate things that they see during their inspection. So actually write down things they're observing. This generates a lot of paper. Two problems. People hate working with paper as far as doing checklists because it's cold outside, it's dark, it's rainy, it's wet, it's nasty. And then it also generates a ton of paper, prone to error, hard to index, hard to search. So how do we fix this solution for our customer? Well, what we did is we said, hey, user, why don't we replace your paper with an app? Yep, an app solves everything, right? So we end up giving them a checklist, but what we also said, hey, you have a cloud to go along with that app, and you're gonna use your voice to actually work through the checklist and to record your annotations. What this allowed us to do is take the voice annotations, upload them into Azure Blob Storage, and then we would submit the rest of the report as a JSON document. That JSON document would get picked up by an Azure function. It would iterate through the JSON document and say, what audio clips are associated with this particular document, retrieve those from Blob Storage, and then send those over to Cognitive Services. Using the speech APIs and Cognitive Services, we would get back the transcribed text from the audio clips, append that into the report, and then actually save the report into DocumentDB. Now, this was a proof of concept, and we actually had some things in here that were slightly different than this diagram, using queues and things like that. But for what we're going to look at today, this is the problem we're going to solve, and we're going to attack it. So let's go ahead and dive into the portal.
All right, let's look in the portal on how we're set up here. We'll take a quick look at the integration. You can look at some of the links that I've included below the video to get more information on how you actually go about setting up an Azure function. But essentially, we have an HTTP trigger that's going to trigger the function, and then we have an output to Azure Document DB. And if we look here at our code, and we'll go through this in more detail in just a second, but we have an HTTP endpoint here that we can call to kick off our process. And if we scroll down in the window, you'll see that what I've done is I've loaded our sample report JSON document here already. So you can see there's a sample report. We have a couple different line items. And the important thing here is in the line item is a audio file property that points to the name of the WAV file that we uploaded as part of the report submission to Azure Storage. So we'll go ahead and run this right here. Let me go ahead and clear the log just so you can see it kind of nice and cleanly here. And we'll say run. And you can see up here already, see our HTTP trigger function is processing a request. We found two items. Here's item 123. We read in the blob, and here is the transcribed text from Cognitive Services that we received back. If we were to switch over real quickly to our DocumentDB environment here, let's just do a refresh on our Document Explorer, and we will see that we have a new report that's been uploaded into DocumentDB. And if we click on sample report, you can see here's our report, sample report, no title, but then we've appended in this case the audio text property onto each of our line items. And it was just the same, obviously, the same audio file both times. And so I just said, this is a test, this is a test, this is a test. All right, so let's take a look at that code in a little more detail, shall we? All right, let's take a look at the code. Up at the top, we're just bringing in some namespaces that we need to use in our code. The more interesting one of the four is this one right here, where I'm bringing in the speech recognition APIs. This indicates that I have also already loaded the NuGet package required by my Azure function. So that's covered in the documentation for Azure functions on how to use NuGet with an Azure function. So follow the links in the article to learn more about that. Some class definitions here so that I can deserialize the payload that's sent to me. And then the heart of the matter is the run method. By default, what you normally would have here on an HTTP trigger Azure function is an HTTP request message. I've changed that type to report. Azure function will automatically then take the payload from that request and turn it into a report object if it can. The other thing that you'll see is a little different is that by default in the examples you should see, I shouldn't say by default, but in the examples that you see, the when we wired up that document DB as an output of our Azure function, it would have put out object and then the output document. It would use an out parameter as a way to send the document that we want Azure functions to receive to go post to document DB. The minute you use an out parameter in your function or in your method, what ends up happening is you can no longer do async await. So you'd have to kind of account for that and either make your method run synchronously, so doing like task waits and things like that, or maybe doing an async void or something like that. But we want to return a type. We want to give an HTTP response message back. So the way you kind of work around that is use the iAsync collector, and I will put the responses that I want as out parameters into this collector. In this case, there's just one of them, the object that we want to have sent to DocumentDB. Inside of the method, then, what we do is we look and see, did we get a report and does it have items and are there more than zero? So there is something to process. So we're going to go ahead and use a helper function or helper class, sorry, that I wrote to connect up to the container that contains all of our WAV files that have been uploaded. I then query the report to find all of the items that do actually have an audio file associated with them. I may not necessarily have an audio transcription for every line item in my report. I then iterate through those. I'm going to use a helper class called Audio Handler. We'll look at that here in just a second. That then allows me to submit the container where the file lives, the name of the file, and what I get back is the transcribed text from Cognitive Services. Once I'm all done, I take the report object because I'm updating the report object with each item, and I set that report object into our iAsync collector, and that will get passed out to Azure Function, which will then post it to DocumentDB. And here you can see that I then say everything was okay. If there was some kind of problem along the way, and obviously not a lot of rich error handling here, you'd want to add that, we just say bad request. Let's take a look at this helper class, the audio handler, because this is kind of where the magic comes in, right? So inside of our audio handler, we have a couple things. First is the data client out to our cognitive services. This is what we're going to submit our audio to. And what the challenge here is that the data client wants to use an on response received event to tell us when it's done transcribing the audio. If you think of the way we're looping through that and using tasks and things like that, async awaits, it's very possible that our Azure function could get to the end before some of those processes have actually fired their on received events, and we would never get a chance to handle those because Azure functions would tear down our function and throw all the resources away. So the way we handle that is with a task completion source. You can see I go ahead and wire up a response handler for our on received events. But down inside of process blob, what you'll see is for every call, we create a new task completion source. And then we dive down, and this is of a task string, and we're going to go in and create a new memory stream, use our blob here to download the audio file into memory, and then we're going to use that as a buffer and start to iterate through the buffer and send that audio, that WAV file, up to our data client and basically ask it to finish or to transcribe the audio for us. And once we're all done uploading the audio, we're going to go ahead and end the audio process. And what we're going to return off of this is that task completion source, right? And so anyone who's awaiting this now has to wait for the task to go to complete it. And the way we do that is basically inside of our on response received event handler is we look and say, what was our phrase response? Were there results? And did we get more than one? If we only got zero there, then there was some kind of problem with the audio. So let's go ahead and set the result. This basically says this task is now complete. That would let the await continue on. And we'll just stuff in there error bad audio so that can be added to the report. Otherwise, let's go ahead and pull the phrase response. Go ahead and we get multiple back as Cognitive Services kind of tries to figure out and guess what's going on. The first one at the zero index is always the one it's most confident in. And we'll use that display text value as the result of this task, i.e. that is the string being returned by this task. Because we have a static data recognition client to reuse that over and over again, we're going to go ahead and remove the response handler when we're all done. So that is how we wrap kind of a what really is what a kind of a desktop sort of API with an event handler, if you will, and move that out into an Azure function and wrap that up with a task completion source. And so that then is how, at the end of the day, when we're done, when we look at our sample report, we're able to submit a WAV file and get the audio text sent back to us. That's it for this episode of MTC After Hours. Thanks for joining. Hope you had fun. We tried to get in, get out. Join us for future episodes. We're going to try and get one out about once a week or so, once every 2 weeks, something like that, and leave some comments, and we look forward to sharing things with you in the future.